This week on the Pine Valley Podcast, this show gonna be produced a lot like Prospect Park produces One Life to Live and All My Children.
Ghetto style.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
And look, you just about undid me. Why did you jump, Angela?
Because I've had enough of your arguments, Jesse. We've been through enough.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Sorry, I was thinking about Karen David having a hot sex.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a little bit.
It was very hot.
If I get pregnant again, it's because of David or Karen.
Yeah. And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
I'm so in love with Lorenzo Lozano. I would marry this woman and never do a guy again. I'm getting a Woody now just talking about
it. Oh, hold on. I'm going to take a break. I got to go vomit.
I will be the first one to admit it. I was so wrong.
I got to take note of this. David,
yes.
That.
You find it in your heart to let David be. He saved my eyesight, Jesse.
I have been waiting for 2 years to do that.
I was
that felt
it.
Good. I feel cleansed.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the fourth, fifth week. Of all my
children, who the hell knows?
Four episodes, two episodes, one episode, soon no episode. Who knows? We're going to produce this one. This one's going to be real quick today.
It's going to be quick because there was an accident on your way here.
On the GW Bridge. It was an hour.
She took forever to get here.
I was dead stopped.
And then she had to run an errand because she's still,
I didn't run no errand.
Yeah, you had to run an errand.
I had to get McDonald's. That was my errand.
He's kind of cute.
What are you talking about running errands? I got McDonald's with you, and the lady in the Bronx didn't know iced tea. She did not know unsweetened iced tea.
You know why, right?
What?
She's Dominican.
Oh, my God.
That's why there wasn't that McDonald's Stop Dominicans.
It. There was a cute Dominican boy, though, that I paid.
Yeah, he was cute.
He was cute. So we be eating French fries because I'm starving because I just spent an hour and a half.
And I cannot believe I'm eating these fries from McDonald's.
And I had to be out of here literally in 19 minutes.
All right.
So what we got to talk about?
We got a lot to talk about because a lot's been going on.
We got to abbreviate
it. Oh, hell. No, forget it. Never mind.
We got to abbreviate it the way Prospect Park has abbreviated our episodes of What I Like to Live and All My Children.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I'm sorry, but y'all gotta wake up and stop drinking the pee-pee.
Why?
Honestly. Because
why do they have to wake up? Why can't
people,
they be hopeful?
Because, no, it's not, no, I'm not saying that you can't be hopeful.
Yes, you are.
What I'm saying is you got to be realistic. And defending Prospect Park at this point is ridiculous.
Right.
This is like, I mean, some of you are still like, oh my God, but they gave us back our shows.
They did.
So what? So that excuses them for mismanaging them and us losing our shows yet again? I'm sorry, but I'm mad at Prospect Park. They got my damn hopes up high. They brought all my children back, and I'm sorry. I know you have a little bit of issues with a lot of the storytelling, but for me, This was better than what we were seeing for the last 10 years on ABC. So you brought back all my children. You got my hopes up high. You got me watching
He's
and liking.
Cry now.
All right? And now because you guys can't own up to the fact that you need help or you don't know what the hell you're doing and you're too much of a little bitches to like just be men and say, Hey, I need some help here. I don't know everything. You're gonna mismanage this situation and then lose these shows all over again? F you, PP. F you.
Ooh, that's some strong words.
And
I'm tired of
hearing people defend them. Oh, somebody was like, oh, but this latest thing isn't their fault. I'm sorry, it is their fault. They were mismanaging the funds and not paying the crew right.
They weren't paying the crew
union
right.
The union was right.
You can't do that.
You can't break.
That's why you have contracts and shit like that. You can't break your word on that.
You can't be doing that. These people can't be working for free.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta be. That is Prospect Park's
fault. Worse than that, Jordan. It's a little shady because what they were doing was. Explain it. They were working longer hours than they said they were going to work.
No, what happened... This is the situation.
And that's
basically
shady.
Basically, Prospect Park, they... certain episodes, they were paying... They were going over budget. or at least the budget that they say. So basically, if you can afford to produce this episode with this amount of money, you can afford to pay your crew the salary that they rightfully deserve. You're getting a cut because of the fact is that you're crying that you can only pay produce this episode for this certain amount. That's the only reason the union is allowing you to underpay this crew.
But it's the basic, it's like literally the reason why the unions exist. It's usually, literally the reason is to say, okay, if this is your budget, this is what you can afford to pay, and this is what your union workers can work for. And so the company agrees to that and says, okay, we're spending this, so we'll pay this on the union. If you then increase your budget for the rest of the show, but then don't increase your workers by that same percentage, or go to the union, back to the union and say, look, we can't honor this agreement this way. Will you accept a such and such pay increase for this budget or whatever? Can we do it percentage-wise? Blah, blah, blah. If you don't do that, you are shady. You're beyond shady. Pregnant or fat?
Who knows? This woman
walked by and we can't tell if she's pregnant or fat.
These girls around here, these Dominican girls, I'm sorry, you need to cover it up.
You really don't know.
You need to cover it up.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
You need to cover it up.
Anyway, that shit is really, really shady.
But see, but what surprised me is that everything Prospect Park has done has been shady. WeLoveSoaps.net had a great article that basically, it didn't knock them or attack them. It just stated the facts. And I'm sorry, people, you need to wake up. The facts are that Prospect Park has mismanaged this situation from Jump Street. And that's what irks me about Prospect Park. Because if they would have reached out to people and say, hey, you know what, we don't know as much. That's all right, it's your fries. We don't know as much as we would like to about this industry. About, you're talking about people that have no concept, and then everybody defends them that way. Oh, but this is new. This is a new territory. What new territory? This is a business. When you go into a business, a good business head, a good man or a woman that's going into a business looks at every angle before they venture into something. They get plans. They get what do you call it? Because you know a lot about business.
What, business plans?
No, like yeah, like you get like a financial thing. You look at every aspect. You figure things out. You don't just blindly go into something. A bank ain't going to just give you money. Oh, I want to open a restaurant.
Investors did. And a lot of investors gave them money based on some stupid information.
Yeah, based on some stupid information and misinformation.
Listen, I'm telling you. You and I have said all along, if Frank, what's his name again?
Frank Valentini. My future ex-husband.
And Ron Carlovati. If they had been able to scrap up enough money and do this themselves and have ownership over it, they would have run this shit gangbusters. I'm telling you right
now. Frank knows how to run it.
They do. These guys don't. And, you know, Shadow's probably going to be, his head is going to be exploding listening to
this. I know,
because
he defends them. He's one of them, right?
No, but it's not that. This is what Shadow's trying to do. Shadow, I hope I'm saying this correctly. He's trying to give them the benefit of the doubt because he wants time out, but he wants the show to succeed, and he doesn't see it as all bad and all good. He sees it in the middle.
Okay.
Like a wise man should see both sides and see the truth is always somewhere in the middle. And I have to agree with him. But I wish you could see his face.
Finish your thought.
But I will say this. I have never been impressed with their... I am a lay person. I don't know shit about business, but I have instincts. And I, from what I've seen, there's a couple things that are glaringly awful to me. Number one, logos. The shit sucks. You can't find a college student to come up with something better than that crap. Both One Life to Live and All My Children. Logos suck. All right? I'm sorry, that spit on you?
No.
Number two. We didn't know how to find these goddamn shows until the day before they aired. They were so busy running around making the shows that they didn't know how to make it, didn't know how to write, that they forgot how to tell people how to watch the damn shows. Number three. And there is a number three, but you're distracting me. Who are you looking at?
Now, you keep going with your thought. I'm listening to you.
The number three is the fact that Prospect Park, that press release. That was ridiculous, that press release, when they announced going went from 4-2. That made me know right there they didn't know what the hell they were doing. You make a simple statement. You don't defend. You don't act emotional. You don't blame viewers. You don't blame listening styles. You don't say, oh, me, oh, my, we could not have foreseen. You just say, look, right now it's not working. For it to work, we've got to go from 4-2 episodes a week. That's what we're doing. We hope you stick with us. We love making the show for you. Keep us posted on what you think and your thoughts. Contact us on Facebook. Contact us on Twitter. That's all you say. You don't give this long, drawn, dramatic thing. These guys must be flaming queens.
You don't blame the fans.
You don't blame the fans. That's
and that's what they did. And I'm tired of you people not owning up to this. They're blaming us.
All right. They're saying they did it. No, they did. What they said was they didn't understand how the viewers were going to watch.
Oh, come on. Again, that's bullshit.
That is dumb. I will say that.
Bullshit.
Because I sat down, I picked up Breaking Bad, and I watched three seasons in two days.
You're gonna tell me that they actually thought that everybody was gonna wake up at 5 a.m. when they posted to watch it?
They did. You know why?
They're idiots.
Because they're stupid.
If they thought that, they're idiots.
Because one of the perks
to having TV shows on Hulu and on demand is that you get to watch it whenever the F you feel like watching it. I'm tired of people making excuses of them. The benefit of the doubt thing, I'm sorry. At this point, there is no benefit of the doubt. They're effing up. And at this rate, if they don't get their act together, if they don't do what they need to do to keep these shows alive, we're not going to have them on anymore. That's what you guys don't understand. By staying quiet, by not voicing our opinions and saying, hey, and just letting them do what they're going to do, those shows are going to be gone again. And we're going to lose both shows again. That's what you all don't understand.
That's what y'all don't understand.
That's what irks me about this. Everybody's being blind. Oh, my God. They brought our shows back. Yeah, and they got rid of our shows again, just like ABC did.
We have 7 minutes now to talk about the actual shows that you have not been watching. I am more caught up than you at this point.
Only on All My Children, girl. You are so far behind on One Life to Live, but so am I.
I'm actually not that behind on One Life to Live.
Where are you up to?
I watch it.
Week what?
I watch it every day. I haven't watched this morning.
I'm going to be honest with you. I am so behind on One Life to Live, and I don't know if I want to even catch up.
Listen, I watch. That I use that term loosely. I watch. Not so sure I digest or absorb, but I do watch. All right,
but there needs to be some substance in order for you to digest and absorb something. And from what I've seen of One Life to Live, it's very lacking in that.
I will tell you this. For me, and you're going to smack me, and I'm prepared. I've worn a helmet today. Why is he looking at us? Some man looking at us drinking a Pepsi.
Tito, he's viejo.
He is viejo, you're right. But not that viejo. He's walking.
But he's walking really slow.
All right. I got my helmet on, people. I'm ready. For me, I'm feeling more moments in One Life to Live than All My Children. I have yet to have a Rama Vimal moment in All My Children. They are doing so beautifully. I even appreciate it. Did you see Snoop Lion with Matthew? Did you see it?
I just told you I'm behind.
It was actually good. It was actually really good. Matthew is still a loser idiot, and so is Destiny a loser idiot, because they're not even who they are. They're just dumb people who I don't even recognize, and that pisses me off. But I get more moments. I also like some of the moments with, Dorian and what's his face?
David.
David, that's right. I still like some of the moments with Bo and Nora. Really, very much so. I still like some of the moments with... Who else? They can't hear that.
Look.
For me, All My Children is really... I'm telling you, I can barely watch it.
I feel the exact opposite. When I watch One Night to Live, I feel like I'm watching an alternate universe of Landview where nobody seems to be... like they are.
When
I watch All My Children, I'm enjoying it. I find...
It's two-dimensional writing.
I disagree.
A sixth grader could write better scripts. It's two-dimensional. Kobe being a little bitch and asking money for everybody and having no reason or right thing.
I can't comment. I can't comment on Kobe.
Who are you? What is your name? Jordan Hudson. What do you do? You host a Pine Valley podcast. What should you be watching?
I gotta watch General Hospital.
Tell me why you are not watching All My Children.
Because I'm watching my nighttime shows in General Hospital and All My Children's on a computer, and right. I don't like
it's
watching TV on the computer.
Because he has to sit in his little apartment in the back room.
My apartment's not little.
because that's right, it's true. It's
but the foyer, but the computer where the foyer is in the foyer where there's no window, no air conditioning.
Why don't you get a little table fan? Get a little table fan, put it on, plug it in, and blow yourself.
And I if I could blow myself, that would save a lot of problems for me.
You'd be home all day. We never
Yes, I wish I could do that.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting. Mm. Listen, that's disgusting. Stop it. You're making me sick.
My French, the French fries are still on my
finger. Pregnant or fat?
Which one?
That one. The green top.
Oh, God. Just, that's,
I think that's fat,
that's,
right?
Yeah,
that's
not pretty.
Aw, poor thing. All right. Listen, pregnant or fat?
Man or woman?
Fat. Oh, yeah, that's a woman. I think fat. All right, listen to me. Are you listening to me? Listen to me. We got to talk about all my children first because we got 4 minutes.
Oh, yes. I'm loving
I'm going to name... You were loving this two... You can't talk about Colby. Two-dimensional, dumb, stupid. Brooke comes on. Brooke is talking to a headhunter. Says, I need the swiftest, most talented editor, young editor you've got for Teen Tempo or Tempo Teen or whatever the hell it's called. Uh-huh. You're not giving me anyone any good. I need the best out there. In walks Colby. Colby, who's asking for $20,000 for no reason, just to go shopping. And Brooke says, well, you'd be the perfect editor for Teen Tempo. I want to slit my wrists. Why would Brooke hand over to this person who resembles Colby only in face and hair? Why would she hand over this to this particular little spoiled brat who barely knows how to pick up a pen, probably? All she knows how to type in a little keyboard in her little iPhone. Why would she do that? The girl has no interest in anything responsible, this particular character, and Brooke offers her editorship. Then we cut to the dog of a storyline that is this sex trafficking bullshit. It's not sex trafficking, it's kidnapping. People with sex trafficked are victims who feel trapped, who have no options. This is a bullshit storyline that could have been relevant, and it's done poorly. Poorly and dumb. Now you have Jesse emboldening and empowering human traffickers by offering to kill this very scary Russian mobster who's so terrifying. He meets the guy in a back freaking alley. What freaking idiot terrorist mobster would meet a cop in a back alley? So stupid. I'm supposed to believe this bullshit? I'm telling you, the execution...
I'm 3 episodes behind, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The execution on this bullshit is so infuriating. It's so poor. It's so piss poor. I'm being asked to watch this trash. It sucks. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be positive, people, but I'm pissed because it sucks. You can't make these shows work if at the core they suck.
Can I speak?
Yes.
I like it. I like all my children. I find it entertaining. I enjoy watching it.
Mr. AJ,
I'm sorry. After
AJ 10, Chandler is the best
actor
online.
Oh, I can't even talk about him right now.
He's fantastic, right? He's so warm and lovely with Miranda. I love it. I love it.
I know, but first you're talking about blowing myself, and then you're talking about AJ. I can't. It's too much.
Stop it.
I'm getting ideas.
2 minutes.
Look, I'm liking it. I'm not disliking it the way she does. I find it entertaining. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the moments that I do have. I'm sorry, after 10 years of Satin Slayers and horrible storylines by Chuck Pratt and Megan McTavish, to me, this is like Oscar-winner material compared to what we've been watching for the last 10 years.
That's a load of bullshit.
I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I'm enjoying it. Actually, I sit down and I enjoy it.
You enjoy it so much, you're 3 episodes behind.
I'm 3 episodes behind because I have to also watch General Hospital and all my nighttime shows.
Can I ask
it's not that I'm not watching what?
If it was that good, would you really miss it?
Actually, it's a matter of there's only so many hours in the day. I'm ahead of it over One Life to Live. One Life to Live, I haven't watched anything since the second week.
Can I tell you something?
And even though Florencia's on it and Kelly Mazel's on it and mostly the whole cast is back.
So let's get real. What? I'm going to get real with you and I'm going to get real with you people
at AJ and Miranda.
I'm going to get real with you people at Prospect Park. If you have number one freaking soap fan, Jordan Hudson, putting all my children on the back burner because he can't be bothered.
I am not. That's not true.
Yeah, no. Okay, fine. Even if that's not true, you are not caught up. So if you're not caught up, and that's the bottom line, you're not caught up.
I'm 3 episodes behind.
Then how do you expect average Joe Smo to pay or pick up a computer or open it up on his iPhone to watch all my children? You have to be better than that.
Ashley,
you have to be better than
Ashley,
that. People,
Ashley, my
Jeff,
D, no, that's bull. Look,
whatever your freaking
my
name
DVR,
is, you need to do better.
My DVR,
I tell my son when he
pulls
himself,
no,
you need to do better. You know what he looks at me? He says,
no,
you're right, mommy. I need to do better.
No.
Stella needs to do better.
My DVR is full of a lot of shows that I love. I still haven't even seen the final season of Fringe. It's all on my DVR. Doesn't mean that I'm not dying to see it.
You're caught up on General Hospital.
Yeah, because I felt really behind on General Hospital when I was watching One Life to Live and All My Children.
I'm not
so I had to, like, catch up on General, because General I don't have enough room on the DVR.
Do you think they're making these shows good enough to sustain this internet, this costly internet presence, and keep these shows alive?
I think All My Children, yes. One Life to Live, no.
All right. We're going to disagree. We're going to agree to disagree.
We're definitely going to disagree on it, because, again, I think you're being way too harsh. I think, you know, where was all this passion for the last 10 years when we were dealing with Satin Slayers?
Have you listened to our podcast?
Was it Satin Slayers?
I went off on these people numerous times. How many freakouts have I had on these people for bad storylines?
Well, to me, this is much better. I'll put it this way.
Oh, my God.
Zach was a character that I always hated. And one of the reasons I hated him was because, A, he was always pee-whipped by Kendall. My God, he was a glorified manny. Every time I saw him, he had one kid on one hip and the other kid on the other.
He had tits!
I mean, it was disgusting. And all of you who are saying, well, I don't like Zach now. He's so vulgar. I'm sorry. I like the fact that Zach's a man, and he acts like a man, and he flirts with a woman. You know what? He's single. His wife left him. He's on the prowl, and I like it. And
I
agree
with you on
that. He's done the impossible. He's actually made me be able to stomach that Paula Graciasiasa.
When I
heard that she got cast, I was so upset because, A, there are a million freaking Latin actresses that are out there that are fierce. And they always hire the same freaking five people.
They do.
And I'm sorry, I don't know how she works. She has credit after credit. If you look at her, I mean, this girl constantly is working. And I don't get how she is. I don't know who she's blowing to keep getting work, because she's not that great. But you know what? I actually don't mind her when she's with him. I'm amazed by that.
Because Torsten K is working so hard, that man pops up. You don't see it. I have the high definition television.
There are blood vessels that have bursted his eyeballs because he's working so hard opposite this nothing.
He makes her watchable. You know who isn't watchable?
He says to her, don't hurt yourself. I think it's too hard.
Jane.
And she says, but I think you're guilty. I think that the evidence points to you.
I liked it better when you did it before, but we went to McDonald's. You did it really good.
I don't remember what I said.
Because she does. She sounds very ethnic at times, and it doesn't sound believable that she's
an FBI agent. I think that you're the perpetrator. The fingerprints, Zach, and you have motive. And the fingerprints were all over the gun.
There was one episode that, the last episode I saw, she was pointing to something, and she was pointing, and she was like, I wish you could see the way I'm doing it, because it was so weird how she was pointing at it. I'm like, what is she doing?
You are the number one suspect, Zach. You are the number one suspect right now. You have motive.
She's shaking her head.
You have motive and cause.
I don't like what's her name. I don't like Jane. And I, oh my God, that girl, what is that girl's name? Heather? The one that's now befriending Miranda?
I like her. She's booktooth, bookface too.
God, don't tell me you like her. I hate her.
She's
annoying. She's like freaking nails on a chalkboard.
She's not as good as Bucktooth Boogerface.
Who's Bucktooth
Boogerface? You don't remember Bucktooth Boogerface?
Who's that?
She was that woman that was on the towards the end.
Oh, that looked like Bianca?
Yeah. She was like an ugly Bianca. Bucktooth Bianca. Bucktooth Boogerface Bianca.
And I'm sorry. Guess what? We disagree on another thing.
What?
I saw Devious Maze last night, and I liked it a lot.
Oh, my God. Piece of shit.
Oh, you're crazy.
The biggest piece of shit. I could not stop it. Carlos and I were watching it.
Then you didn't see Mistresses.
Bummed.
Then you didn't see Mistresses.
Fine.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm not going to lie. Was it a home run right out of the bat? No.
Was it
like the pilot of Lost? No. Was it even the pilot of Desperate Housewives? No, but it was good. It was entertaining. It has a lot of potential.
I am starting to worry about you.
The only thing, again, that I'll disagree with is the casting.
Devious Maze, seriously.
The only thing that I'll disagree with is the casting. Again, this goes back to the same...
Every single one of them spoke perfect English.
How racist was that? And that was brought up in the pilot, too, and I live for that.
I'm Puerto Rican, and I myself have hired help. No, I don't have hired help.
So you only hire people with an accent?
No, I have hired people to work. And everybody I've ever considered, they all have accents. They're nothing to look at. It's like...
So you're saying that they need to be all ugly and can't speak English in order for it to be believable?
Absolutely.
You are such a bitch! Oh, my God! Oh, I can't even deal with you.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, you can't even deal with
them. But they are like model, good-looking house cleaners with perfect English accents. That's
no,
a little
Judy,
weird.
Judy Reyes is thick. Ortiz is in a sexy supermodel.
Anna
Ortiz is freaking beautiful. Don't you even give me that shit.
I didn't say that she wasn't beautiful. I'm just saying she's not Rosalind Sanchez.
I don't care for it. It was horrible.
I loved it. And I thought Susan was fabulous.
I was raped, written down.
It's a mystery. You don't know how it's going to play out.
So dumb. Ugh.
The only good thing was
that Paula... Nobody really seemed to care that a dead maid ended up in a pool.
Oh, no. That's not true. Her boss did. Because she was like, who's going to clean up this mess? I thought that was hysterical.
I'm not laughing.
I thought it was fabulous.
I'm not laughing at the random murder by a white person of our people.
He's not white because Anna Ortiz is his mother.
He's not the killer, though.
Ooh, I ruined it. That's a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Too late now.
It's not really a spoiler alert if no one's watching. I have news for you.
If this show ends up being a big hit,
I have negative 9 minutes.
Touched by a hooker, you're going to eat your words, girl.
Big hit.
You know what
my
Touched by a Hooker
God,
is, right?
No,
the
I
client
don't.
List with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, my God.
I live for that show. It's so stupid.
I'm really worried about you. I'm seriously worried about you.
Oh, and y'all got to watch The Haves and The Have-Nots with Tika, Tyler Perry's soap opera on OWN. Oh, my God. Is the cast great? No. But Tika steals. It is all about watching Miss Tika be the first black Erica Kane, and I'm living for
you
it.
You need what? To watch these shows. I don't what? Give a shit. You need to steal your sister's key. His sister is all set up in her room, right? She's so set up, she locked
the door.
She got
that Apple thing.
She got the Apple TV,
that
the computer,
Apple TV
the air conditioning.
Oh, girl.
She is all set. He will not steal this girl. He's Puerto Rican. He don't know how to pick a lock.
I don't want to hear her mouth.
Listen, you gotta watch the shows. You are Jordan Hudson from the Pine Valley Podcast. How you gonna talk about the shows if you don't watch them? How you gonna talk about this shit with Lunch at Jillian's?
She stood me up.
Jillian from Daytime Confidential stood Jordan Hudson
stood
up. I thought we were finally gonna have a date yesterday. It's raining. I can't come out. My hair will get wet.
She had a legitimacy. Something came up in her personal life. That's what she could have made. I told her, girl, don't worry about it. We'll reschedule. But I was still looking forward to having an afternoon chit-chatting with her, catching up. Because I think we're going to be fierce friends.
You should have heard him. He was Jillian.
I did not.
You freaking blew me off.
Jillian, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this crack hoe. My God. Let me tell you something. I think we're going to be fabulous friends. And the next step is for her to come out and be my wing woman. Because you know what? Every gay boy
needs
a fierce, strong woman by his side.
That's right. Especially you. Oh, my God. This guy's so cute. He's walking down the street. I love him.
Because he's a fat, happy Dominican.
Is he fat or pregnant?
Now, that was good. That was good. It does look like he's 9 months.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
We have a lot to talk about, but you got to go pick up your kids.
What else do we have to talk about? Seriously.
They're hungry.
He's
what
talking
are they doing? You're not around.
My
they're hungry.
Uncomfortable.
They, like, start grabbing any breast
they see. My little girl. She is 13 months old, going on 14 months. She's not walking yet. Should I be worried? She's 14 months and not walking yet.
No.
She loves to get around, though. She's active. Very active.
She's just lazy.
She knows I'm going to pick her up.
Well, then stop supporting her. Don't pick up. Start teaching her.
That's a load of horseshit.
You got the little roller thing for her?
I have the carrier. I put her on the carrier. I don't believe in that
what
shit.
What about that roller thing?
I met a friend who was like, yeah, I did this thing, this white girl. Yeah, I did this thing. Like, you know, I kind of feel bad because, you know, she grew up so fast. You know, so-and-so, Heidi, let's call her Heidi. Heidi grew up so fast. I did that thing where, you know, you never pick them up because, you know, you're supposed to do that. So I never picked her up. And now she doesn't, you know, now I want to pick her up and she doesn't want me to pick her up. And I missed out on it. I was like, I looked at her like she had two heads. You don't pick up a kid because they get spoiled? That's crazy. Carry a kid. That's why you have babies. They're so cute and huggable. Carry them. Put them on a carrier if you need to do shit.
I don't know.
Crazy, right? What did you want to talk about? Because I got -7 minutes.
What do you mean, what do I want to talk about? There's nothing for me to talk about. I told you about it.
You have so much to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about.
What? Seriously.
Just name them real quick.
Bullet.
General Hospital's hot again. Okay,
what else?
Watch All My Children.
Watch All My Children, Jordan 8.
The Haves and Have-Nots, Devious Maids.
Jordan ain't watching All My Children, so
Luke
you have
Caroline.
To.
Luke Caroline. Luke Caroline, watch.
Jordan ain't watching All My Children. So
I'm not even going to address that because we're talking
Angie?
About three episodes.
You think Angie's been going gangbusters.
I love me some Miss Debbie Morgan.
Where is my daughter? Where is she?
You cannot. I live
with Billy Clinton.
Miss Debbie Morgan.
Where is my daughter?
There's one thing about Miss Debbie Morgan. She never phones it in. No matter what they give
and
her.
And what did you tell me before during my hour ride long trip over the bridge in traffic about Darnell?
I hate to say it.
No, say it.
But.
This is the PvP.
I feel like Darnell's losing his touch a little bit.
I believe you were that.
I don't know what it is, but it's just like I watch him and I'm just like. He's a little OTT at
times. We need to talk to him, right? Let's talk. Darnell, we need to talk to you.
This is not the same man who played Jesse. I mean, we need to talk to you. When he was on Loving playing Jacob, he was on point.
Let's talk to him.
I don't know if the last few years, you know, dealing with all those horrible Chuck Pratt storylines finally done him in. But I just feel like, and it's not all the time, but there are moments.
It's a lot of the time.
I feel like he's lost his acting mojo, you know?
But we need to talk to him. Darnell Williams, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Darnell Williams. Those writers be giving you dogs of a storyline, okay? But here's the thing. We happen to know for a fact they pay you 10 grand a week to, like, to do this shit. So you gotta figure your shit out. You gotta treat this shit like it's Hamlet, alright? And you gotta work it out, and you gotta figure out your moments, and you gotta
take them.
And if something don't make sense to you, Darnell Williams, then you gotta say, director, this don't make sense to me. I can't make this work. Help me make this work. Or talk to Debbie. Say, Debbie, this shit don't work for me. It's so stupid. How do I make this work? And she will help you in. You gotta work with your girl, cause she gives
a damn Oscar-winning performance every episode, no matter what crappy writing is given to her, no matter who she's working with. Cause that girl that she had to work with, that white girl that they found, that Jesse found in the thing, girl, that girl was horrible.
She's terrible.
Oh my God. I mean, I'll give Debbie an Emmy just for getting through those scenes.
She's amazing.
Because Debbie was still giving it, even though this girl was giving her absolutely
nothing.
Now,
I have a question for you. What is Angie
going to
do?
That's the one thing I don't like.
What is Angie going to do?
I got to tell you, that's the one thing I don't
like. What is Angie going to do?
Let me say my thought. The under fives and the day players that they've been casting are horrible.
That's all you
are
do.
Horrible.
Oh my God, that extra had a hair
no,
out of place.
No, I'm not talking about the extra. Look, I'm not talking about the extra. I'm talking about the under fives and the day players. They're bad. Like that.
They
that
should
Latin
hire
boy,
you.
That
they
Latin
hire
boy.
You.
Wait, that Latin boy that's selling drugs to AJ, he's bad.
They're all terrible.
That newscaster that Billy Clyde threatened because he doesn't go to his establishment no more. First of all, he didn't look like he was old enough to go into a bar, let alone be married and cheating
you know
on his
I
wife
love,
at all.
Do you know who I love? That's that evangelical woman who's like,
see, she,
Jesus,
that
Jesus.
Old school, all my children. I'm sorry. She is bad. See, before every one of her, there's 50 million that they
keep passing. I'm going to tell you how bad the writing is. I'm going to give you, this is why you need to watch. Billy Clyde Tuggle runs into Dixie, just runs into her in the street, starts to chat her up, and she freaks out. Now, she's justified. He tried to kill her man. He tried to practically kill her. Am I right?
Yeah.
They have a long sort of history. She freaks. She goes to Jesse. She says, Jesse, I need your help. He tried to kill me. He tried to kill Tad. I need you to keep him away from me. Jesse rolls his freaking eyes and says, I don't got time for this. I'm sorry.
Did he really tell
you? I really am not kidding you. That's today what he said today. I wanted to tear my hair out. No concern, zero concern. The man is a convicted felon. He's a convicted felon that terrorized her.
Did you look at who was writing?
All
the new writer started?
All he had to say was, Dixie,
I understand. I'll take care of it, Dixie.
That's all he had to say. He didn't say it. He said,
I don't have time for this, Dixie. I got work to do.
Wait, let me ask you this. Did you look to see who was writing? Are the new writers started? Because you
whoever
know who the new writers
are,
right?
Whoever that
you
writer
know who they
is.
Are, right?
Oh, my God.
They...
Probably my nephew.
No.
Probably my nephew's
you don't know who they are?
Junior high school thesis project.
They were writing under Chuck Pratt. They were part of the writing team. From,
I don't know why I want to smack you right now.
No, I'm being serious.
Is that my phone?
Yep, they're saying, where are you? We got your kids here. They're hungry.
I don't know.
Everything's going up. Oh, my God. All right, we got to go. Everything's ringing.
Oh, here's my phone. Hold on. It's unknown. They keep calling me. Oh, blocked. I ain't answering that shit.
You should. You don't know who that is.
I don't answer blocks.
You're about the kids.
I don't answer blocks. They want to. They
what?
Talk about my kids.
Oh, my God.
Know.
There's like a million things around.
All right, listen. We really do have to go.
I know.
It's way past
They're starving.
Time. They are starving. It's terrible. I would tell the viewers to watch All My Children, One Life to Live, but I don't want to be hypocritical on behalf of the Pine Valley Podcast. You just get your ass in gear. That man's pants are off his body. What is wrong
And he has no shirt on.
My God.
He was one piece of tall chocolate, though.
It's true.
I didn't mind that because that body looked good. It wasn't big and muscular, but it was ripped and lean and
Let me get going because I got to go. Okay. That could have been the kids' school. All right, listen. Watch All My Children, One Life to Live, unlike Jordan Hudson, who ain't doing his job.
God.
He ain't supporting. He claims he loves it so much, but he can't find the time.
Whatever.
Devious Maids is just too important.
Whatever, Ashley.
We would like to thank the people who do watch, including the people at DaytimeConfidential.com, including the people at WeLoveSoaps.net, including Luis for his fabulous, fabulous themes that he gives us every week, including Shadow for all the work he does for us and all his stuff that he does and produces and does behind the scenes. His head is literally going to explode after
this
podcast.
This is like the weirdest podcast ever.
It's going to explode. He's going to divorce us. He's going to divorce us. He's going to be like, I'm doing all this work and you people are ruining it. You people. And I'd be like, that's right. We are you people.
Not me people. You people.
Oh, my God.
You were the one with the money pit, not me.
Oh, my God.
Is that the name of that movie? Shelly Long.
I'm only because I'm moving into a house that it is a money pit. And that we're building. It's still ready. Every time I call, I'm crying over something.
All I keep thinking about is that Tom Hanks, Shelly Long movie with money pit where they're getting a high new house.
All right. Thank you so much, people, for listening. We love you very much. Oh, don't forget. You know who's going gangbusters? Super Poster. Super Poster AMC on Facebook. He's doing great. He's really following the shows and really supporting, unlike us. He's really doing a lot.
Oh, no. Again, unlike you, because I like All My Children.
But you don't watch it. That's my point.
Oh, my God. I'm 3 episodes behind.
Three episodes.
It makes it sound like I haven't watched anything.
3 episodes is a week and a half now, baby. Woo-hoo. You are a week and a half behind. All right. We love you so much. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm your co-host, Retton Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Okay, I'm with Jeff Quantowicz and Rich Frank of Prospect Park, the men that put this all together and brought back One Life to Live and All My Children. Okay, after all you've been through to resurrect the show, both of you, you were relentless. You kept going. Nothing detoured you. Even when you hadn't do it the first time, you brought it back the second time. You never gave up.
We had detours.
I'm not saying there wasn't detours, but...
It proves that literally if you work 23 hours a day, you can finally get there. Look, credit to my partner. He aimed him in one direction, and for 2.5 years, he's never stopped and just kept on moving forward.
How did you keep going through the tough times? You kept persevering, and I'm so impressed. You kept the fans in mind and the actor, everybody. You really rallied it all to happen.
I honestly don't know how we did. It was a miracle to get here. It was impossible. And it's impossible to get to keep going. But I think about everything else that we still have to do. It feels impossible. But passion, we believe in it.
Are you happy with the first episodes that we'll see tonight?
We're thrilled. They really came out really well. But the fans will tell us. I think the shows are amazing. The actors, the writers, they've done such a great job. Everyone's working hard.
One of the things that Jeff had said to me was that, you know, he really respected the actors on the soaps. He said to me, the actors on these soaps are top-notch. You know, a lot of people used to not say that, but they really are, you know.
It wasn't chic in Hollywood to say that actors that worked in this medium were of the same caliber. And I can tell you from working every day with them, that they're every bit as good as anybody that's doing prime time, and I've done it for as many years as these shows have been on the air. They are really, really artists in what they do, and we so appreciate what they've done.
Hey, this is Shadow. Thanks for joining us for another fun episode of the Pine Valley Podcast. You've heard what we had to say. Now leave your astute thoughts and commentary on our blog site or Facebook page. Stay tuned for the next random edition of the Pine Valley Podcast.